Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to ALBN Network or ALBTN Network, Apostle Larry Ball Truth Ministries Network. And we welcome you to our broadcast this morning as we deal with HS Form, Holy Spirit, Outpouring, Reconciliation Ministries, our Revival Ministry, Spirit and Fire Ministry. Yes, Spirit and Fire. This is where I do all the talking about Spirit and Fire, the supernaturalness of God, the Spirit of God, the fire of God, the Holy Spirit, its gifts, its fruits of the Spirit. The fire of God, the anointing of God, the prophetic fire, the apostolic fire, the fire of God. I like to start each show out with a little praise and a little worship unto the Lord before we get started. Just a little praise and just a little worship in the magnification of his holy name. Amen. We like to magnify his name in this place. We like to glorify the name of the Lord. We like to exalt the name of the Lord and give him praise and glory. For he's worthy to be praised and he's worthy to be glorified. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen. Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmness of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sounds of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and the harp, praise him with the timbrel and the dance, praise him with string instruments and organs, praise him upon loud cymbals, praise him upon sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Now Psalms 149 says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise is in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, and let the children of Zion be joyful of their king. And let them praise his name in a dance, let them sing praise unto him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord take pleasure in his people, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Give praise unto God, for he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. And we give praise unto his holy name. For the Lord is worthy of all the praise, worthy of all the honor, worthy to be praised and to be magnified, worthy to be exalted and uplifted, worthy of praise and glory and honor. He's worthy to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Give God praise. Magnify his name. Keep the praise of God in thy mouth, for his name is holy and righteous, and we praise his name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Glory be to his name. In Psalms 135, verse 1, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the court of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise unto his name, for it is pleasant. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise unto his name, for it is pleasant. Praise ye the Lord. Sing praise unto his name, for it is good. Sing praise unto his name. Sing praise unto his name. What does it say in Psalms 135? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, all you servants of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, all you servants of the Lord. Praise him. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, and sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. So we have to praise him. We have to praise him. We have to praise his name. For his name is worthy. His name is wonderful. His name is Counselor. Some call him El Shaddai. Some call him Elohim. Some call him Jehovah Jireh. Some call him Jehovah Nissi. Some call him the Prince of Peace. Some call him the Almighty God. Some call him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Some call him the Healer. Some call him the Deliverer. Some call him the Redeemer. Some call him the Restorer. Some call him the Breakthrough God. Some call him the Miracle Worker. Some call him the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I call him Holy. He's a holy God. 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 And he's worthy to be praised. Praise him, all you heavens. Praise him, all you earth. For he's worthy to be praised. We praise his name. We magnify his name. For he is worthy to be praised. Oh, we praise him in the heavens. We praise him in the earth. We praise him, for he's worthy to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Psalms 146 said, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him, O my soul. Cry out and praise ye the Lord. Praise him, O my soul. For he's worthy to be praised. Psalms 146 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of men, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returneth to the earth, in that every day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heavens and earth, the sea and all therein, which keepeth truth forever, which execute judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them up that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the stranger. He relieved the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turned upside down. The Lord shall reign forever and ever, thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that have breath open your mouth and praise ye the Lord. If he's healed you, praise ye the Lord. If he's delivered you, praise ye the Lord. If he's restored you, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. For he's holy. For he's righteous. He's holy, and he's righteous. The Lord our God is a holy God, and he's righteous. The Lord our God is a holy God, and he's righteous. The angels cry out, the cherubim spread their wings, and the sound in heaven is holy, 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 holy. He's holy, 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 holy. He's holy, 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 holy. He's holy, holy. Holy, holy, he's a holy God. He's a holy God, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, he's holy. The Lord is holy. Lift your voice. He's holy. Say, the Lord is holy. We worship you, Lord. Worship you in this place. We worship your holy name. We worship you in this place, O Lord. And we worship your holy name. We worship you in this place. And we worship your holy name. We worship you, O Lord God. We worship your holy name. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised. Yeah, yeah. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, we worship you in this place, Lord God. We worship your holy name. We worship you in the heights and in the heavens. We worship you in the depths and in the valleys. We worship you, Lord God. Let the heavens worship you. Let the earth worship you. Let the seas and the rivers and the lakes and the ponds worship you. Let the animals worship you. Let the fishes worship you. Let the trees worship you. Let the moon, the stars, and the planet worship you. Let everything worship your holy name. Let everything worship the King of Zion. Let everything worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who sits on a mountain throne, exalted high. For he's holy. He's holy. The angels cry out all day long. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. Oh, so holy. Our Lord is holy. Oh, yes, he is. He's so holy. He's a holy God, and we worship him, and we praise him, and we magnify him, and we exalt him, and we lift up his holy name, because he's holy. The Lord is holy, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy, and he's worthy. He's worthy to be worshipped. Our Lord is worthy to be worshipped. Ooh, he's holy. So holy. And he's worthy to be worshipped. Yes, he is. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. He's 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 holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah be to your name. You are holy, holy, oh, so holy. Hallelujah, Jesus. We magnify your name. We lift you up, Lord, and we give you the praise, because you are holy. Hallelujah. Be unto the name of the Lord our God and our King, who is spirit and fire. He's the God of spirit, and he's the God of fire. He's a spirit and fire God. He's spirit and fire. He's the God of spirit, and he's the God of fire. And we talk today about spirit, and we talk today about fire. In Ezekiel chapter, let me see which one. one we want to go to here. I want to get it right. I want to get it right. In Ezekiel, the 2. Talking about the Lord God Almighty in Ezekiel chapter 2. We're going to start. We're not going to read the whole chapter. We're just going to come down to verse 24. And in verse 24 of Ezekiel chapter 2, I advise you to read the whole verse to get a very great understanding here. But I want to just show you something here in 24, verse 24 of chapter 2 of Ezekiel. And when they went, I heard noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads. When they stood and had let down their wings, and above the firmament that was over their head was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of that throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon him. I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire around and about and within, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loin even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire. He looked from his waist down, he looked like burning fire. From his waist up to his head, he looked like burning fire. And it had brightness round and about it. Not only was it in the figure of a man, but it was burning, it was fire, and it had brightness around it. It was illuminating fire. Supernatural fire. God is both spirit and fire. He's spirit and he's fire. He's supernatural spirit and he's supernatural fire. He's the God of supernatural spirit and he's the God of supernatural. He created the angels and the host of heaven who are supernatural beings. He created the cherubim angels who are supernatural. He created angels, ascending angels, messengers angels. He created warring angels. They are all supernatural. And they abide in the supernatural. They abide in the spirit and the fire of God. God himself is spirit and fire. He came down on Mount Sinai as a consuming fire. So he came down on Mount Sinai back in the days of the children of Israel. Say, God descended on Mount Sinai as a consuming fire. So the anointing of God burns like fire. The presence of God feels like consuming fire. There is a heat. There is an intensity. There is a magnificentness, a power to the presence of God. There's a brightness to it. Now, if God were to show up before us right now in this present form here, he would be a consuming fire. We couldn't stand before him. He would destroy us. He would annihilate us because he is a consuming fire. Give us more understanding about the burning bush episode that Moses engaged when he told Moses to take his shoes off because he was standing on holy ground, and said if the bush was burning like a flame, but the bush was not burning up, but there was the presence of fire on the bush, illuminating fire, great supernatural fire. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness around and about it. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round and about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand up upon thy feet, and I will speak to thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me and set me up on my feet, that I heard him that spoke unto me. He had fell dead. Because the Bible said no man can stand in the presence of God and live. He's a consuming fire. He will consume us. But it said the Spirit entered into him and revived him, and he was able to stand up in the presence of God. See, you can't have the Spirit without the fire. You can't have the Holy Ghost without his fire, because the Holy Ghost and the fire, the Holy Ghost carries the anointed fire. The fire is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You can't have the anointing without the Holy Ghost. You can have witchcraft without the Holy Ghost. You can have sorcery without the Holy Ghost. Divination, black magic, white magic, and I just gonna say green magic, yellow magic, purple magic, whatever kind of it you want to do, voodoo, African magic, idol worship, whatever you want to do, you can have that without the Holy Ghost, but you can't have the Spirit and the fire. You can't have the holy presence of God and the fire without the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost. You can't have it without the Holy Ghost. You can't have the holy presence of God without the Holy Ghost. You can't have it. You can't have it. You can't have it. You can't have it. Because he's holy. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. And he's the God of spirit and fire. He's the God of spirit and fire. He can dwell in his fire. He also can dwell in his spirit. In his spirit, he can dwell in his forgiveness. He can dwell in his fire. I meant spirit. He also can dwell in his spirit. But he's both. He's both. He's spirit and fire. For those who don't believe, for those who have been deceived, for those who have not been taught the doctrines of Jesus Christ. Jesus is sitting down beside God in a glorious place. Jesus is a supernatural being now. Sitting in a supernatural place with a supernatural God, with a supernatural Father, surrounded by supernatural angels. His glory is like the rainbow of many colors. Now, flip over real quick to Ezekiel. Let's go to Ezekiel, and let's see what Ezekiel has to say about the matter. In Ezekiel 1... Not Ezekiel, I meant Revelation, excuse me. Not Ezekiel, we already in Ezekiel. We was in Ezekiel 2, talking about the spirit and the fire, and his glory being like a rainbow in many colors. Now that's what Ezekiel saw. Now let's go to the book of Revelation and see what John saw. John says in Revelation 1, starting at verse 10, John says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write it in the book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Samaria, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto the Laodicea. And I turned to see which that spoke with me. And then turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. Here we go. His head and his hair were like, were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes was a flame of fire. His head and his hair was white like wool, like white snow, illuminating, glowing, bright snow. But his eyes were burning like flames of fire. His eyes were burning like flames of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they had been burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Now, this is Christ Jesus, the Son of God, who has been modified. Now, he's Christ Jesus, the angelic one, the supernatural one. His head is white like wool. His hair is white like wool, illuminating bright. But there's a glory around him like a rainbow of many colors. But we see something with his eyes. We see that they burn like a flame of fire. His eyes were not the eyes of a human being, but they were flames of fire. So he's spirit and fire. He's spirit and fire, just as his Father is spirit and fire, then Christ is spirit and fire. Christ himself is spirit and fire. God, his Father, is spirit and fire. You shall know the tree by its fruits. Christ is the fruit of God. And what was in the tree has to be in the fruit, because what flows in the tree flows through the branches into the fruit. There is a supernatural power, there's a supernatural presence that flows with God, that flows with God, that flows in God, that flows with God. God is both spirit and fire. God is both spirit and he's fire. God is both spirit and fire. He's both. He's spirit and fire. He's spirit and fire. He's spirit and fire. This session, I just want to identify that there is spirit and that there is fire. If we go back to the day when Jesus was getting baptized, and he said he got baptized with the Holy Ghost and his what? Fire. He just didn't get the spirit. He also got the fire. You can't have the Holy Ghost without the fire, because the Holy Ghost is spirit and fire. When the apostles were waiting in the day of Pentecost, and it said clothed in tongues of fire came and shot up on their heads. They was waiting for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And it said he came in like a mighty rushing wind. And upon their heads were clothed in tongues of fire. So the Holy Ghost is spirit and the Holy Ghost is fire. The Holy Ghost is spirit and the Holy Ghost is fire. The Holy Ghost is spirit and the Holy Ghost is fire. The Holy Ghost is spirit and the Holy Ghost is fire. The Holy Ghost is spirit and the Holy Ghost is fire. So inside of those who are the believers of God, who are the sons and daughters of God, who have been filled with the Holy Ghost, have been filled with the spirit and the fire. The more we pray, the stronger spirit get, the stronger the fire get, the stronger the anointing get. The more we seek, the more we abide, the more we dwell, the stronger the fire, the stronger the spirit. You got to dwell in the Holy Ghost. You got to abide in the Holy Ghost. You got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Stronger. The more you pray, the more you seek, the more you connect. The more you connect to God, the stronger the spirit get, the stronger the fire get. When you see great anointing, you see people that spend a lot of time praying, seeking, and abiding in the Holy Ghost. You got to abide in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost got to abide in you. And then the Holy Ghost has come to bring to you spirit and fire. When God looks at you and says, you're my son, he sees the spirit and he sees the fire. Not the flesh. He sees the spirit and the fire. He sees the spirit and the fire. Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost and his fire. And then God said from heaven, my son in whom I'm well pleased. He called him son because he was filled with the spirit and he was filled with the fire. God saw his essence, his being inside of Jesus. He saw spirit and he saw fire. 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 Oh, we're going to have to pick this up again. I'm Apostle Larry C. Barge, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today in this broadcast here, HS 4, where we talk about the Holy Spirit and his fire. We talk about spirit and fire. We talk about the supernaturalness of God. Because he's a holy God. He's spirit and fire. He's spirit and fire. The Lord is spirit and fire. He's spirit and fire. He's a supernatural spirit and he's supernatural fire. He's a supernatural spirit and he's supernatural fire. He's spirit and fire. Spirit and fire. Spirit and fire. Spirit and fire. The God I serve is spirit and he's fire. The Holy Ghost is spirit and fire. Christ is spirit and fire. Spirit and fire. Thank you for joining me in the studios of ALBTM Broadcasting Network, Pastor Larry Bard, Truth Ministries, bringing you the truth by the word of God. God is spirit and fire. The Holy Ghost is spirit and fire. Christ Jesus is spirit and fire. Spirit and fire. Spirit and fire. Join me next Wednesday, same time, same place, 9 o'clock a.m. Wednesday morning, as we do another show here in the studios of ALBTM Broadcasting Network. Thank you. Bye-bye.